In studio right now, we have Keith Benn. He is the new Blue Party candidate for the vacant MPP seat for Lambton Kent Middlesex. Keith, first of all, thank you for this. And tell us a little bit about yourself and your background.
Well, I am originally from Wallaceburg, and I live just outside of Wallaceburg these days. I'm a professional geoscientist. I do have a doctoral degree, and I was an academic at the University of Ottawa for 17 and a half years, where I had the rank of associate professor and tenured and all that. And after 17 and a half years, in early 2008, I chose to leave the university and to join the minerals exploration industry, or the mining industry, if you will. And I've been working in the mining industry since then. Currently, I've worked for large companies, small companies, and I've held upper management and executive level roles, and currently I work internationally as an independent consultant.
Take us through the thought process of why you decide to come into the political arena now.
Well, I've been interested, shall we say, in politics, not in electoral politics for myself, but just how the country functions politically for a very long time. And I found that I got to a certain stage in my life, in my career, my second career, where I just couldn't sit on the sidelines any longer and just talk about the things that were wrong. I had to get out there and actually get in the fray and try to make a contribution to making things better.
You're representing the New Blue Party. For those of our listeners who are not familiar or may not be familiar, what is the New Blue Party?
The New Blue Party is a new conservative party that was formed in 2021. And I ran for them for MPP in Sarnia Lambton in the general election in 2022. It's a new conservative party that was formed jointly by a husband and wife team, Jim Karahalios and his wife Belinda Karahalios. Belinda used to be a member of the PC party. She was an MPP, and she was tossed from the caucus by Doug Ford for not being sufficiently subordinate to him. And they decided, and rightly so, that Ontario really needed a true conservative party once again. The PCs are not conservatives in any sense of the term. They're on the left side of the political spectrum. They're more progressives and corporatists, and not so very different from liberals, really.
Let's talk about what's on the platform for candidate Keith Benn.
People could consult our Facebook page, by the way, Lambton Kent Middlesex New Blue, where there's quite a lot of information. We post on there most days. At the top of the platform, the most important items are to get away from the spendthrift, progressive, corporatist type of governance in Ontario that tries to create wealth and jobs by bribing industries to come here and set up shop in our province. And I'm thinking not exclusively, but first and foremost about the EV battery plants that are being paid for by taxpayers. Our goal as a New Blue Party is to have an economy that attracts industries that want to come here and set up shop, because we have a reliable, affordable energy grid, and because we have reasonable taxation, and because we have a good workforce that's waiting for new jobs. Rather than spending $15, $20, $30 billion bribing companies like Volkswagen and Stellantis to come here and set up plants that they wouldn't set up on their own because they know that they're going to fail.
Counter argument from somebody who's maybe listening is, but it's bringing jobs to the area.
It'll bring some jobs, not nearly as many as they're promising, and those jobs probably won't last. Look, from the supply side, I work in the minerals industry, and I can tell you that there's no way in the world that we are going to have in the next decade or so enough metals, nickel, cobalt, copper, lithium, etc., to be able to do the energy transition in the way that our governments are promising us. And I can also tell you that if Volkswagen and Stellantis thought that these plants could actually be profitable long-term and satisfy a market and a demand, with their market caps, they could go out and raise the money to build these plants in a few months' time. They wouldn't need our $30 billion or so of taxpayer subsidy.
Good point. What's number two on the platform? Is there a number two?
For me, number two would be healthcare. And we need to start introducing a little bit more innovation into our healthcare in the province. To their minor credit, I'll give them a little bit of kudos to the PC party. They have started to introduce, for instance, provision of healthcare services by private clinics that are funded through the public healthcare system. I stress, funded through the public healthcare system. These are not healthcare service clinics where you actually go and pay. As one quick example, I've used one of these clinics recently for x-rays where I was in and out in about 20 minutes and my x-rays were up in the cloud in about 2 hours for my GP to see, and all I had to show was my healthcare card in order to have that service. We need to introduce a lot more innovation like that. A major issue for our province, and I think for other provinces, is what I call a lack of healthcare sovereignty, or a lack of sovereignty in general with respect to Ottawa. The reason that our provincial government is afraid to innovate in healthcare and in other things is because we rely on the federal government to collect the vast bulk of our taxes in this province. They have the money in Ottawa, and then when we need $20 billion a year from them to help fund our healthcare, they will only give it to us if we are well behaved and do as we're told. If we decide to innovate and spend that healthcare money coming from the federal government in ways that the ideologues in Ottawa don't approve of, then we're in big trouble.
All right, let's talk geography. Lambton-Kent, Middlesex, the riding itself, is bigger than Prince Edward Island. You have said that you're from the Wallaceburg area currently as well. So I would assume that the voters east of Newberry in this area might not know Keith Benn very well. So how is your campaign going to look? How are you going to introduce yourself to all the voters as opposed to just the ones that may know you already?
Well, we've already begun with that. We've held now, I think, 9 public meetings. Several of them in the eastern part of the riding, in Strathroy and Port Franks, for instance, and Elvinston recently. And we've had meetings down in Wallaceburg and Dresden and Thamesville as well. And we're also doing radio ad campaigns like the one we're doing with your station, and newspaper ad campaigns. And we'll be doing a mass mailing in the very near future. As soon as the writ is issued, we'll be doing a mass mailing of brochures.
Very nice. So if people want to approach you, maybe ask some questions, maybe have a coffee with Keith Benn or whatnot, what's some contact information you could provide for us as far as how people can reach out to you?
First, I would suggest going to our Facebook page, Lambton-Kent Middlesex New Blue, and you will find a contact email there where you can send an email and I will find it within 24 hours at most. It's a Gmail email address. You can reach out to me there and eventually we can exchange emails, or we could talk on the phone, or if you wish, we can organize to meet and discuss whatever issues are at the top of your mind.
One final question for you, Keith. When it comes to Election Day, why should voters put a check mark beside the name Keith Benn for the New Blue Party?
They should vote for me and the New Blue Party because we are the only truly conservative party, the only common sense conservative party that will be on the ballot. And another thing I'll point out is that the whole vote splitting argument that so many people fall back on, that they don't want to vote for a new party because they'll split the conservative vote. Well, in this by-election, that is irrelevant because it doesn't matter who wins this by-election. It's not going to change the composition of Doug Ford's PC government. He has an absolute majority for another 2 years. So this is your opportunity to vote your conservative principles and to send a true conservative to Queen's Park who's going to speak up on behalf of Lambton-Kent Middlesex.
And you bring up a good point because it's also an opportunity for voters if they want to dive into maybe supporting a new party. The by-election is only valid for 2 years, not 4. So it gives voters a couple of years, not a full term, a couple of years to see new candidates in action to see if they want to continue to support them. So the 2-year term for the by-election is a key point too.
Yes, it is. And that's a very good point. And what you'll see when I get to Queen's Park is that I will stand up for Lambton-Kent Middlesex. 2 examples, for instance, will be that I will be chasing down the Ministry of Health regarding water wells that have been interfered with by industrial wind turbines in the northern part of Chatham-Kent. This is something I've been working on for a few years. And when I get to Toronto, I'll be able to go directly to the ministry to deal with that. And I will also be dealing directly with the Ministry of the Environment regarding the proposed dump, landfill, and recycling facility just outside of Dresden. I will be on the side of the community of Dresden.
Keith Benn, your New Blue Party candidate for the vacant MPP seat in the riding of Lambton-Kent Middlesex. Keith, thank you for your time. We appreciate it. And good luck with your campaign.
Thank you very much.